Hello, my name is Teresa. I'm going to read for you today a book that I wrote, My Sunshine, Daughter of Sacrifice. I am the mother of sunshine. The cover of the book says, written by Teresa, her mother, the reality of Christianity. If we, the bride of Christ, are to qualify to rule and reign with Christ, we must expect to be more like Christ, even unto death. This is a true story, beloved, and I sincerely pray that it blesses you. I would like to dedicate this book to my beloved sons, Darren, my oldest, and Dean, my youngest, and to all my beloved children that God has blessed me with. I'm going to read the foreword for you. And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to His purpose. For whom He did foreknow, He also did predestinate to be conformed to the image of His Son, that He might be the firstborn among brethren. Moreover, whom He did predestinate, them He also called, and whom He called, them He also justified, and whom He justified, them He also glorified. Beloved, my hope and prayer for this book is that you are divinely touched with love and adoration for our Heavenly Father. He has done so much for us. When you ask why in times of tribulation, understand that His overwhelming love is there. God and God alone is in control. He has grand and glorious things in store for you, but He requires your total submission to His will, to His guidance, and to His control. You cannot accept Jesus as your Savior without accepting Him as your Lord, your Master, and your boss. We can't make half a deal. When you accept Christ and His sacrifice for you, you must in return give Him yourself sacrificially, knowing that Jesus is Lord of all, or He's not Lord at all. It is only by dying to yourself that you can completely learn to live for Christ. We have got to deprogram ourselves from this greed gospel that we've been deluged with for so long. Throughout the reading of our Bibles, we know we are saved to be servants of God, yet so many look to God to just serve them. We are recruited into God's army to fight all the evil influences that pervade our nation. This is our battleground. We are at war against Satan. America was founded on the basic principles of God, yet we have strayed so very far away from the true Christian doctrine. If we belong to God, then we must belong 100%. America needs desperately to redefine and evaluate ourselves as Christians. We need to fall on our knees and beg for our sins of pride, arrogance, and disobedience to be forgiven. Then, and only then, will we truly see the spiritual revival that is so desperately needed in our land. Beloved, we must get deep in our spirits and in our mind. If we, the bride of Christ, are to qualify to rule and reign with Him, we must expect to be more like Christ, even unto death. My prayer is after you have heard this book, you are more determined to be like Christ.